All right, you ready?
Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm sitting here waiting.
3, 2, 1.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Yap Valentine. Oh, doggone it.
You even changed it.
I want to start that again.
You even changed it.
I did. I'm going to leave it in the show, too. I am going to leave it in the show. How about that? Let's try it again. In 3, 2, 1.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your patriotic couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, May 28th, Memorial Day, 2012.
And this is episode 62. Thanks to those that are currently and those that have served our country in the past. We thank you for your service.
Thank you very much. It's much appreciated.
So
I messed you up today. I messed you up.
I messed myself up because I finally realized that for the past at least 10 episodes since we kind of changed our name from At Valentine Podcast to Valentine Cast, that I still have been saying At Valentine Cast because of how the intro goes. And so today, just on the cuff, I was like, it's the Valentine Cast.
It sounds weird.
It does.
But we gotta get used to it. And then it'll sound like old hat, but right now it sounds weird.
Maybe I can say it's your Valentine Cast.
It's your Valentine. See,
it's
that's
the
cute.
Valentine. It's.
I like your Valentine Cast.
It's your Valentine Cast with your patriotic couple. Yeah, maybe I should do that.
We're say it's your Valentine Cast because you know this is for all the people hearing this. You know, so
right.
It's like they get a Valentine every day,
every week.
Every week.
Or anytime they want.
Anytime they want.
Even when we're in the bed, they can have us.
On the podcast.
On the podcast, of course. So this weekend was a long weekend, and we're going to go ahead and jump right into the weekend wrap up. So
we did stuff this weekend.
We did.
Even on a week, a holiday weekend.
Yeah. So we decided to take Friday off.
Yep.
And even though it was a 3-day weekend, we decided to make it a 4-day weekend.
Which we need to do more often because this was amazing. Oh,
it was so great. It was so great to, you know, chill out Friday morning after work on Thursday. And we stayed up late on Thursday because we could.
And then. We stayed up so late.
And what were we watching? Oh, man.
Watching TV?
We're watching TV. And.
Revenge.
Were we watching Revenge at night?
It was Revenge because the next night. The next night was...
No, we weren't watching. We watched Community.
We
watched a few things. We watched a few things on Hulu. But it was a great time to have Friday off and then Saturday, Sunday, and then today for Monday for Memorial Day. It was a really good time just to relax, get some stuff done around the house and just really take our time and just, you know, be with family and be with friends. And that's a lot of what we did this weekend.
Yeah. My sister was in town from Atlanta and, she was up here. And so all my sisters spent a lot of time together, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We would love for her to come back to live in Louisville. I know she has plans to, but I really want her back because,
right.
I just love my family. My dad is crazy and my mom is awesome and, yeah, it was like tons of family time this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't ask for more. And then played tons.
I could. I'm playing.
I'm going to tell them you said that.
They don't listen anymore. They know I'm playing.
And then we played lots of Diablo 3, which we'll talk about later.
Yep.
But we had tons of that, which was fun.
And we went shopping for bird feeders.
Yes.
Because of the pesky squirrels.
Yeah, the squirrels that Jay said he was going to shoot, but he didn't mean it when he said that. Actually, instead of shooting them, guess what he's doing?
I am actually feeding them.
He bought special squirrel food.
Yep.
That'll actually feed the squirrels and hopefully keep the squirrels away from the bird feeder.
Yeah.
So we bought, so now we have two bird feeders out there, which is ridiculous, but we have two bird feeders.
Right.
And, so yeah.
And I'm a little sad too. Maybe we could talk about that in odds and ends. Can you put that in the notes?
What?
Talk about that in odds and ends because
more about the bird feeders.
I'm a little sad.
Okay. We're going to talk about your sadness about bird feeders.
My sadness and odds and ends.
All right.
And then, on Saturday, no, that was that Friday morning that we planted the raspberry bushes, or was it Saturday morning?
It was the day after. It wasn't the day she. It was 2 days after she gave it to us.
When is it? The Friday. So Friday morning.
Yeah.
We planted the raspberry bushes. That we were giving.
I think so.
No, it was Saturday morning. We planted the raspberry bushes. So a coworker of mine had given us raspberry bushes from her raspberry bushes, and she gave them to us, and we planted those on Saturday morning, and that was fun. I mean, you did most of the, you know, after the first hole. I mean, I dug the first hole.
You did the first hole because it was so much gravel. I was like, oh, this is all going to be gravel, but it turned out okay.
Right.
And
right.
I dug, so there were four bushes and,
I think two of them are going to bite the dust.
Two of them are, they look bad. Like right. The leaves are like dead, and we've been watering them every day because it's so hot here that yep. I've been kind of making sure that the ground is staying moist, but
right.
If two of them bite the dust, it's okay because we still have two live ones.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so we did that, and then on Sunday when I got up and watered the bushes, and then I flushed out the gutters. So I had went to Lowe's. We had went to Lowe's to get, what did we go to Lowe's for?
We went to Lowe's to get.
Oh no, we went to Dairy Queen because we want to be like people.
Oh yeah,
we want to see what it was like to be a retired old couple and go to Dairy Queen and go in and get blizzards and just sit there and look at everybody.
Yeah, because like yeah, because old people they go in because they're like retired, they don't have any work to do.
Right,
they just go and they sit in Dairy Queen and eat Dairy Queen and
right.
They look at people and just like stare at everybody.
Right, so we definitely. You know, went there and after Lowe's, I was like, you know what? I checked everywhere because I had been looking for a flag.
Cheap, cheap, cheap.
Yeah, cause I was, well, no, if I was wanting to be cheap, I would have got the $9 kit from Walmart. No,
you were looking for a quality for cheap. Is what you were
right,
looking for.
Right. I didn't want to pay $50 for a flag.
Did you check on Amazon?
Well, I wanted it for today.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, maybe you should have thought ahead.
Well, I figure I can get it at somewhere else. And I did. So I ended up getting it from Lowe's. And we went to mm-hmm. Lowe's. I got a nice flagpole and I was able to get a nice flag. And I'm also in the hunt for some geek flags. So we put a tweet out trying to find some geek flags. And it's really hard to find geek flags.
No one sells
not
geek
custom,
flags.
But just mass produced geek flags.
Yeah, they sell college flags. They sell the artsy flags. They
right.
sell nature. They sell animals, but they don't sell geek flags. Well, and I think that would be awesome.
And the funny part was Dark Anders, from Salt Lake City, he said the reason they don't sell geek flags is because all the geeks live in their mom's basement. So they wouldn't have anywhere
so
to hang
like,
the flag.
Oh, come on. So, and then someone said, people in Canada don't need geek flags because they live in igloos.
Right. That was me.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah. And then that was Matt because he's from Canada.
Oh, yeah.
But, while we were there, I got a gutter, wand that extends, I believe, 7 feet. And I didn't tell you about this, but Sunday morning when I got up to go flush him out, there's a knob on the side that opens and closes the valve.
Mm-hmm.
And so me thinking, you know, it's going to be closed. You know what I'm saying?
When you buy it.
When I buy it, it's going to be closed. But no.
Did you take an account that maybe somebody had opened it?
You know what? I did take an account, but, you know, still. So I hook up the wand.
All this is happening while I was fast asleep.
Yeah, I hook the wand up. And I'm like, all right, so I'm ready. I extend it out. And I was like, all right, I'm going to turn the water on. As soon as I turn the water on, man, I got drenched.
Did you really?
I got drenched. I mean,
were you holding it like right?
No, I was
right
holding. I was holding it at an angle because
it was facing towards you.
Oh yeah, because it has a hook on it that you know it goes up and it's a hook.
That is so funny.
And then it fans out and it's real thin, so it's high pressure when it comes out. And no, it didn't hurt. I mean, I just got soaking wet that morning. You know, it was just hilarious.
Like, oh, crap.
But then when I was flushing out the gutters, you know, it was doing a good job of shooting everything out, you know, of the gutters, you know, the stuff, the grit and all that other stuff from the roof and everything. Roof.
It's not the rough.
But the stuff started coming down my arm. So, you know, I was all wet down my
arm. Water started coming down your arm.
Yeah. And then when I got done, I had to spray the back patio off because
there's stuff all over the patio. But yeah, but you should have to do it again for a while.
I didn't have to get on the ladder.
You can get those gutter covers.
Actually we can't because the helicopters, they still, the gutter covers, they had little slits in them. And then those slits.
Oh.
The helicopters.
I thought you meant real helicopters. I was like, what does helicopters have to do with this?
Yeah.
Because, I was so confused.
Yeah, because the helicopters, when they fly over and stuff like that, they're like,
I was like,
oh, the Valentines, what? They have gutter covers. They can't have those gutter covers.
That's why I was confused. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Right.
I'm just saying. Okay, so little helicopter things up off in the trees.
But yeah, so that's. Man, we did a lot this weekend.
Yeah, we did a lot. We were moving and spending time with family, which is why we failed something later. But we were moving and grooving this weekend. All right.
Let's get on into some tech.
Technology.
We have been trumped.
I got to live vicariously through my sister.
And so today, she finally decided to get a new iPhone.
Oh, she needed one. You all have no idea how much it pained me.
Because I wouldn't touch a phone because the screen was cracked. Because I have this thing where I'm paranoid if I have a cracked screen on the iPhone or any phone that I'm gonna get cut.
That's not true.
I'm gonna get cut.
Didn't you see, was it her shattered one or Danielle? No. Who
yes.
had a D?
D, yes.
His was shattered.
I didn't want to touch his either. I don't touch shattered screens. They just freak me out.
I mean, hers wasn't horrible, but it was pretty badly cracked.
And then I think hers was a 3G.
Hers was an old one.
Yeah, it was an old 3G or 3GS.
So, she went and got a new iPhone. She got an iPhone 4S, and I was so excited. Or, like, we were like, oh, we want to go.
Yeah, so we were like, can we go with you to the AT&T store to get your new iPhone? She's like, sure.
And that was fun.
Yeah, so.
It was fun hearing her first talk to Siri. She seemed so embarrassed.
She's like, Siri, is it raining outside? And she's like, nope, no rain in sight. we definitely had to do the Zoe Deschanel thing and everything.
Yeah, of course.
And then also, in tech, this past weekend, on Friday night, we were going to watch Revenge, which we'll talk about a little in media. But we're watching it on Hulu. And when we got back home on Friday night, we were having some serious trouble with Hulu. And basically, it would pull up everything. And then when we go to play or say this video is no longer, you know, it's not available at this time. It was doing it on my Roku, my Xbox, my PS3, my phone, and everything. But it was all on my Wi-Fi. All
right.
You know?
And yeah, it just my Wi-Fi was acting up. Everything was weird.
And then it was also doing it on my PC. So I could not figure out what was going on. And then also I started noticing on Twitter, like some of the pic.twitter.com pictures weren't coming up. And if I kept refreshing, they would come up. So I thought something was going on with my router. So I updated the software on my extender because it was at the original. It needed it.
Right.
And then I just kept checking stuff, and then I was like, man, something really is going weird. And I was like, okay, maybe it's a DNS issue. And because on our router, we use Google DNS. Well, we did. So I took it upon myself to try out OpenDNS. And I went to OpenDNS, and I switched our router from Google DNS to OpenDNS, and bam. Everything started working.
And it was faster.
So I've been trying to do some research, you know, to see if Google DNS was having some issues, that, you know, Friday night, and I can't find a thing, you know, and OpenDNS is pretty cool because apparently you can set it up to give you stats on the most, you know, on websites and stuff like that about like how many requests go to a website.
Mm-hmm.
Our top let's see here. I'm going to choose a range of days. I am going to go back. I put it in on the 25th. So I am going to 25th and I'm going to apply this to the 28th. And it is going to, tell me what is our top sites that we send requests to. And this past week, it was Hulu because we've been watching a lot of Hulu. And then it's Twitter because we also have TweetDeck up. So it's pretty cool. I've heard a lot of people say a lot of great things about OpenDNS.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, really huge, you know, a huge performance on our end. And the reason I use OpenDNS and, Google DNS is because of my job. When I'm working at home, some of the providers that are internet service providers DNS has a smart DNS. And what that does, if I type in goggle.com, they know I'm trying to type Google and it'll autocorrect and send me straight to Google.
Mm-hmm.
So it reduces the phone calls that people get, that the provider gets saying, hey, right, I can't get to Google, and they think the internet's broke, but they just mistyped it.
Right.
You know, so, you know, if, you know, you're looking for a DNS provider, OpenDNS is, you know, pretty good. I'm excited about it, but Hulu support, Twitter support was pretty good, even though I gave them a real hard time on Friday night. Because they weren't answering me fast enough.
Okay, I love whenever you call tech support for anything, you always say, well, I'm a tech guy, so that tells them to skip the little unplug, plug it back in, all that stuff.
No, I tell them everything I did, because I don't want them to say, okay, what I want you to do is, in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen, click the start button, then go up to control panel, then go to network. Just tell me you want me to go to network connections. Okay, great. You know, cut to the chase. Let's make this call short. You know, I know how to navigate Windows. I'm not, you know, mama tech savvy. I'm not a Google employee. You know,
see, we can't say mama tech savvy anymore. We gotta say grandma tech savvy.
Okay, grandma tech savvy.
There you go. Because the moms are getting a little technical savvy because people are getting older.
Right, right.
And soon we gotta say great grandma when we get older. And we're still, what if we're like 50 and still doing this?
Right.
That'd be awesome. Sorry, I am off topic.
No, that'd be awesome, actually. But yeah, so that was our weekend. That was our last week in tech and everything.
Yep.
And I want to take a moment now to thank everybody out in the chat room. You know, we had Snyder. He has stopped by and said hi. And we want to say hi to the guys from Gaming After Dark. What's going on, guys?
Hey.
And, congratulations on, you know, for your partnership with Engine.
Congratulations.
Yep. So,
I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Hey, so, congratulations. I found out something new today.
Yep. So, that's huge for them. I'm happy for those
that
guys.
That is awesome.
So, with that, we're going to jump into some media.
Media.
All right.
I am not ashamed.
Nope, we're not ashamed because we spent this week with family.
We failed on movies. We didn't watch any of our movies. We didn't watch 1 week or Outsourced. Back into the Nether with you.
All right. I'm going to take him back into the Nether.
Whatever. You know what? We're going to do better this week, but you know what? We had so much to do this week. You all have no idea.
We had a super secret thingamabobba to work on.
So.
And it was great. It was a good week. And I'm scrolling through here real quick to make sure.
There's nothing ending soon.
3 o'clock high.
When is it ending?
June 1st.
Okay. Maybe we'll watch that. Maybe.
That's
not really high on my list.
The Messenger.
Is ending. Oh.
That is.
I might want to see that one.
June 2nd. And that's it.
I'll put The Messenger on here. Because we should watch that tomorrow night or tonight.
Okay.
Or the next day.
And The Messenger is about. An injured U.S. soldier is paired with a by-the-book captain to notify families of killed soldiers.
Oh, I want
to
see that one.
A job that bonds them even when they're at odds. Huh, we should watch that tonight.
See, that's perfect for Memorial Day.
Yeah, well, that's kind of sad in a way, but.
Well, yes, but it matches Memorial Day.
Yeah, it does. It does.
All right, so I'm going to roll for the movies that we have going on.
All right.
One, because it's even. So 193. So what's the last one on the list?
King Corn. It came back.
Oh, cool.
King Corn. It's a documentary. Two friends move to America's corn belt to plant an acre of the nation's most grown grain and follow it into the food supply. I'm excited about this, actually. This is one that I wanted to watch as well.
So I like documentaries, so I'm glad that happened.
Right.
So King Corn. So 96.
And 96 is going to be SWAT Firefight. After a botched hostage rescue, Detroit specialist weapons.
This isn't the one with LL Cool J, is it?
Weapons tactics team becomes the target of a rogue government agent with revenge on his mind. Is this the one? This is not the one with Chris Brown, is it? Oh, no. Okay.
Is this one? I saw the first SWAT with LL Cool J.
No, this is some black dude.
Okay.
I don't know who his name is.
All right, so SWAT. It's an action movie. Maybe we blow him up. Kind of action that you like.
There goes SWAT to the top. There goes Messenger to the top.
And King Corn.
And there you go, King Corn.
And 3 o'clock high, I can just go away.
Right.
It's not a high priority. It's just on there for the
fodder.
Yeah.
It is fodder.
We have to have some bad ones on there in order to make this, you know, actual, like, tension. Otherwise, right. We wouldn't care.
Right.
So we finished Diablo 3 normal mode.
Yeah, we did.
Yay!
Finish.
Act 4. Yay, the Valentine. Right.
And the story was great.
Yeah. Oh, the story was great.
The story was really good.
Blizzard knows how to tell a good story.
Yep. And send you places that you thought you would never go.
Mm-hmm. This is true too.
So it was really good. Really thought out storyline. And I have a new hero. You know, yeah, I can't say anything yet. So when can I actually say my new hero?
You can't spoil Diablo 3 for a long time.
So I can never say so-and-so is my favorite hero?
No, ever? You can say that, but you can't say where it's from.
Okay.
So you can say, like, in a few episodes, so-and-so is my favorite hero.
Okay. I can do that. So, and Blizzard has this knack of just putting things that, you know how Renee... How you like to check list, you know, check mm-hmm. boxes to say you're finished with something.
Yep.
Blizzard just has a knack for doing stuff like that and making and putting points beside of it that makes you want to do it. So we've been achievement hunting. And so I've got all the achievements done for conversations with everyone. And I did that by going through each stage and talking to these people. Sometimes I have to go to a different part of the quest. So I had to replay, you know, a certain stage in a certain act. And so I got all of that. And then we did, we're also doing nightmare mode now.
It's like, and I've never seen Jay so driven like me to get stuff like, so it's crazy. So yeah, we're doing nightmare mode. It's harder.
It is harder.
I died.
I did too.
But it's okay.
But we didn't die until we ran into the orange pack before the Skeletal King.
After the Skeleton King, right?
Right. Because
after the Skeleton King, yeah.
Because they were Wallers.
Yeah. They were like the big Wallers stampeding
and electrical people.
Yeah. It was bad. So,
they were double. So we weren't ready for that.
We should have planned a little better.
Yeah. I think we had to really read the bosses before we engage in just saying, eat it.
Yeah, so we'll probably get done with nightmare mode.
Probably a couple of weeks.
Maybe
before Nerdtacular.
Maybe we'll do hell mode.
You know.
Maybe.
Oh, definitely.
If it's not really hot. Jay's like, we're going to finish Inferno.
Oh, nah. I'm not trying to push it.
Inferno's crazy.
Oh, we're going to finish Inferno. I mean, but I'm not trying to push it real hard or anything like that.
So, Diablo 3 was awesome, and I actually finished the first act of Walking Dead game.
Right. How was that?
Really good, and it's really good not to play it when it's dark. It's a little creepy, but it's really fun, and it's by Telltale Games, so they release chapters of games.
Right.
So, I'll be waiting for the next chapter. Thank you to the Ladies of Elite podcast for turning me on to that. Right. I admit I did like it, so thank you.
So, do you think it's something that I should play, or
you should? Yeah, it's a good story. It's like it has good writing. So it's kind of like the show and the comic book. It has good writing.
So I played Telltale Games. I got the Back to the Future Telltale Games, but that's more you're trying to you have clues.
Yes, this is kind of like what that is. But it's not a you don't whole have, bunch of action.
But you don't have hints, though, do you?
Yeah, they give you some hints.
Oh, you told me they
didn't. Give you hints, but they aren't blatant hints.
Right.
But they give you slight hints.
Right, yeah, slight hints.
Yeah, like, hey, that's really loud over there. Like, those TVs are really loud over there. I wonder if I could do something with the, like, they said, I wonder if I could break the glass somehow to make them even louder.
Right.
That kind of, those kind of hints.
Okay. And so there was a couple of times I saw you playing it with the Xbox controller.
Mm-hmm. Which I love to play games with the controller.
Right. And there were times where you would repeatedly tap a button.
Yeah. There were scenes like a zombie would grab you and you had to repeatedly tap A. So I guess you had to repeatedly tap the mouse maybe if you didn't play with the controller.
Or the space bar. Okay.
And like there's times when you have to kick a zombie off and you have to hit certain buttons at a certain time.
So was there a couple of times where you didn't?
No, I did. It's really easy. They give you plenty of time. I don't know if there's a harder setting, but I never once missed.
Okay.
It was not a hard game. It's more of a thinking game and a story game. It's not a action-y game. You're going to die.
So this is what I thought I was going to get when I got Dear Esther.
You know, Dear Esther was nothing like
something
this.
Like that. I mean, so instead of you're actually involved.
Right.
But you're not just walking through the story and they're just telling you the story and everything.
And there's a cameo from some people you may know.
Okay.
So check out The Walking Dead game. It's a really fun game and it doesn't last long to get through the first chapter. So
right. And that's typical of the Telltale games that, you know, they put out 5 chapters and I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's like you pay $25 and it's a whole game after you get all 5 of them, but it's kind of broken up, you know, in nice, bite size chunks, you know? Mm-hmm. And, this week, Steam had, Civ 5 you can play for free. And then also you could get, it was 75% off if I'm thinking right.
I think so, yeah.
And you could have got the Game of the World edition for, $12.99. We already had Civ 5, but we did end up buying all the DLCs that we didn't have, attached to our, you know, DLC. I mean, our copy of it. And so we spent, you know, a little bit over $10 to get all the DLC that we needed for Civ 5. So definitely do that. I know that's one of those games that, you know, we're eventually going to play. And it's like one of those games that you always, you know, kind of go back to and play. So. Mm-hmm. All right.
Next up, we actually started watching a, oh, sorry.
I no, you can go part. Ahead.
No, we're going to talk about this.
Okay.
Because this goes into video games. Last week we talked about 38 Studios and, you know, that they,
were having some financial trouble,
but it came out that, they actually had to close their doors and they had to let go of the nearly 400 employees that they had in Rhode Island and other states.
Right.
A lot of people are upset about this and they feel that they were treated wrongly. A lot of people have turned to blame, you know, the
front man, Kurt Schilling.
And he's the founder of the company. Yep. A lot of people are blaming him. They say he cut a check for $4 million a few months ago.
Right.
And
to pay himself back.
Right. And I mean, I don't know the behind the scenes story. It's just really sad when people, lose out on what, you know, they thought they were going to have and they have families. They got shackled with the second mortgage that the company was supposed to pay off.
Yeah, because there was, you know, some of those people, they were supposed to have their house sold, you know.
Right, like the company was supposed to sell their house, but they didn't. So, and it's all messed up. So, I just really feel for the families. But the community is gathering together, and they're trying to find places for jobs for the people who were let go. And so, that's an awesome thing that they're doing. Someone started a Google Docs sheet so you can contact him. If you just Google around, you can find it.
Actually, if you go out to, you know, you can see the link on the Frog Pants
forums.
Under Films, not Film Sack, but Final Score, and there's a 38 Studio blog there, but there's a link in there to a guy, that's doing, you know, he's listing out 38 jobs in the gaming industry for 38 studios, folks.
So, and that's a really good thing they're doing. So, all right. So we just wanted to talk about that for a bit. And then we started watching a new show called Revenge. Now, I've been wanting to watch this for a while.
Yep.
Just no time. Started it. It's better than I thought it was. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
So the season's already finished. Mm-hmm. We just watched three of them. So it's going to take a while to get through them, but I'm excited about it. This is one like of determined.
20, yeah, they had 23 episodes. I'm
determined to get caught up on this one. Determined.
And the good thing is that it's on Hulu, you know. That's true. And summer's around and a lot of our summer shows are going away. There's only two more episodes of Mad Men and two more episodes of Game of Thrones.
Don't make me sad. Mad Men was so good. It was so good that it kept me awake for a long time.
Yeah.
It was really good.
But yeah, so we're excited about it. I'm still enjoying Hulu. I'm glad it's around now, you know, to kind of fill in the summer, you know, desolate land of no TV except for So You Think You Can Dance.
I know, but that'll help me get caught up on our Hulu, and that'll help us get caught up on our Netflix.
Right, right. But yeah, so right now we're going to jump into favorite part of the show.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right.
Who cooked this week? I cooked this
You
week.
Cooked this week. So Renee on beginning of the week, so she cooked three meals this week that were wonderful.
Yep.
The first of those meals was salmon cakes.
It was great. Okay, so use this canned salmon. I guess I don't know why they don't use fresh salmon, but it was good with canned salmon. I had no problem with that. And you just take the major bones out.
Yeah, the vertebrae.
You took the vertebrae out. I tried to get as many as the other bones out too, but they're so soft. They just crush right into the meat.
Right, so it doesn't really matter. You know.
And I fried them up, and they were so good.
Yep.
They had capers in them, which they didn't necessarily need.
Right.
Made a little salty, but they were yummy with tartar sauce.
Well, they didn't make them a little soft. I mean, see, for me, it's just, like I told you, with the capers and stuff like that, it's just, you know, that's, you know, I guess a nice touch for those that want the capers and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I don't have to have that. I mean, I absolutely love salmon cakes, just the way you made them minus the capers.
Right.
You know?
Right. So I will definitely remember that for the future.
Right.
So, and then I made honey mustard mozzarella chicken. So good. I made honey mustard and I was like, this would be good thicker on a salad. Yum. So I made honey mustard and then poured over the chicken and it had lemon pepper and mozzarella and bacon. I would leave the bacon off, but Jay said he likes the bacon.
Yep.
So the bacon will stay for him.
Yes, the bacon will stay on his,
but I'll take no bacon.
Yep. So I'm excited.
But it was really good. And I gave my mom some of that and the salmon cakes and she loved both of them.
Yep.
And then I also made chipotle lime tacos.
Oh yeah.
Chipotle lime shrimp tacos. Those are really good and I love shrimp tacos and I added sour cream on them, which made them even better. So my mom liked that one too.
Yep, they were great.
So it all worked out. No downers at all. So yay me.
Yeah, babe.
Yay me for doing it up. Valentine's
odds and ends. Odds and ends.
All right. So my sadness that I want to talk about today. About the bird feeders.
Let's talk about your sadness about bird feeders.
Was that because, you know, so we had the squirrel that was eating the bird food and everything like that. So one of the tips were to, you know, take the bird feeder down and then wait a little bit so that the squirrel would know not to come back, not to come back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so we took it down. And what happens with that is the birds also
forget.
Come back. And so I was sad because, I was looking in the yard and I saw a cardinal over in the yard eating, you know, worms out of the ground.
But he wasn't going to your bird feeder.
He wasn't going to my bird feeder. And I was like, Mr. Cardinal, I'm sorry. You know, you don't have to eat the worms out of the ground.
It sounds so personal.
I got great food up here for you, you know.
But, and then a bird did go, but it was like, it was a brownish bird. And Jay was like, we got an ugly bird at the bird feeder.
An ugly bird at the bird feeder. I don't have no cardinals.
I was like, come on, Jay.
I was sad because, you know, there was at one point we saw like six cardinals out there.
There was. But I think they'll come back. It's really hot. Yeah. I don't think birds like being out in the hot weather either. Yeah. You just need to wait.
Yeah, I'm not putting a bird bath out because like, you have to take care of those because, and then, you know, yellow fever or whatever.
What? Yellow fever.
The mosquitoes.
Oh, I guess they do bring yellow fever.
I think. Do mosquitoes bring yellow fever?
Do mosquitoes bring yellow fever? So, I mean, and we actually bought food to feed the squirrels, but I have not seen a squirrel either. So, if we bought food for the squirrels and that squirrel ain't gonna come eat that food, I'm gonna be mad. I'm like, I spent $5 for food for you. And you not gonna eat it?
Yeah. Yeah. Female mosquitoes, they transmit the yellow fever.
So I hate mosquitoes. So.
Woo, that's close. I thought the way you looked at me, I had said something racist.
No. No.
Okay.
I was just confused. I was like, yellow fever. I was like, they have that in like third world countries.
Right. But so I did look at the squirrel log that I did put up for the squirrel because, like Renee said, instead of fighting the squirrel, I'm going to be feeding the squirrel. So I bought a squirrel log and it's like this big old thick log that they can just chew on. And I put it on the next to the fence where he will run along. So hopefully he'll go to that log. And I looked and it looked like the corner was kind of nibbled on.
Oh, okay.
So, but I don't know. I'm hoping it's him and
he's staying away from the bird seed.
Yeah. Yeah. So it looks like they're staying away from the bird seed. And we did get another bird feeder also that has a cage around it that the birds can, you know, land on and just eat from the feeders.
Right.
You know, so we'll see what happens. And I also tied our old bird feeder a certain way to where I think that the squirrel can't get to it. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. So. But yeah, with that, we had a few people that
contact us, damn it.
And we want to read those comments and reviews out here.
Yep. Let's see. We got a comment from Nikki on the Mexican chicken casserole that I made a few months ago. She said, yum. Made this for my family tonight and got rave reviews from everyone. I'm a little behind on my podcast listening, but slowly working through to get current. And that's awesome. That was one of my favorite recipes. Yep.
And she got that recipe off of our website Valentine Cast, and all your recipes are under recipe exploration.
Yeah, right? If you want to find like any one I put up, I put it under recipe exploration, and I will be putting up the three that I made this week since they turned out so well, so they're definitely going to be on there.
And we had a five star iTunes review from Kel B. Huff, and he said quapes.
Because Jay says grapes.
Yep.
That's his thing.
Grapes.
Grapes.
And then we had Nate XL, and he says, I am the real Art Vandelay Imposter.
Imposter.
So we want to thank those guys.
Thanks,
those guys. You know, I know they came over from Gaming After Dark, and they're, you know, when we had guests over there, and they're taking a listen here as well. And again, want to say congratulations to, the guys over at Gaming at the Dark for, you know, their partnership with Ejuin and everything. Oh, you know what that means?
It's the end of the show.
It's the end of the show.
And we have ways that you can contact us.
Oh.
Contact us, damn it.
You know what you're waiting for?
Yeah, but it took too long. And we have ways that you can.
Contact us, damn it.
Do it one more time.
Okay, all right. One more time. And you have ways that you can.
Contact us, damn it.
There we go.
You can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. And the podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast.
You can also call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. My Twitter feed, Jay, is The Cowboy, T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. Our outro music is Elliot Lip, Alive. This is from the Pretty Lights Music record label. Go check them out, guys, over at prettylightsmusic.com. So, hope you all had a wonderful Memorial Day, and remember the true meaning behind it, and thank, you know, those that have served and then are serving for us here, you know, in the country of the USA.
Proud to be an American. We're patriotic.
Yep. Just want to thank those guys again. So have a great week.
Thanks, everybody.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
You can talk, son. You can talk. You may speak now.